What do you think of life in Rojna Dolina?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Peter, Nedelia. Ponedelia.
Erasmus on Air.
Hello everyone out there. I welcome you to the Erasmus on Air show today that is taking place every second Monday from 12 to 12:30 right here in Rojna Dolina. And it is organized by the International Gathering Ljubljana. My name is Fenya and today I want to talk to you about food waste and a German initiative that tries to prevent it, called Food Sharing. And many of you may not have heard of this organization before, so I will introduce you to the main idea of it first. So, Food Sharing is an initiative that started in Berlin a few years ago. Since then it has become bigger and bigger, especially in Germany, Switzerland and Austria. And it works mainly through an online platform where you can share food with other people that you can't eat anymore, or get food from people that, for example, cook too much to eat it all by themselves. But much more important is that the initiative collects food from stores and supermarkets that cooperate with food sharing and would otherwise have to throw food away. For example, if one shop is selling sandwiches, which don't look good anymore on the next day, or if they have some fruits with brown dots that are perfectly fine otherwise but just wouldn't be bought the next day, then food sharing jumps in and collects this food to save it from the bin. So some of you might think, yeah, this initiative sounds very nice, but is it really necessary? And is there really so much food thrown away? And so we ask people on the streets of Ljubljana what they think about that.
Per year in tons. I don't know the amount. I mean, I don't know in tons, but I think a lot.
Too much in percent. I believe about 20 or 30 percent.
In percentage, let's say 30 percent.
Yeah.
In tons?
In tons or in percent?
Okay, I think, I don't know, 35-40%.
So these were the guesses of people in the streets of Ljubljana on how much food is being wasted. And indeed, a lot of them were pretty close to the actual number of food waste. So afterwards, we told the people on the streets that the United Nations estimate that around one-third of the produced food is being wasted around the world. And we also asked Raphael Fellmer, a founder of the food sharing movement, how much food is actually going to waste.
Yeah, that's a difficult question because waste of food is very complex. So there's a lot of food being wasted. It's currently about 30% of everything what we produce worldwide. And a huge portion is already not even picked up from the trees or just left in the fields. So there's a lot of waste going on, and then for sure at the retailers and as well at the supermarket. But it really depends from the supermarket. Most what they throw away is vegetables, fruits, and bread. That's probably for a big supermarket between one or two, sometimes even three trolleys full of food per day.
So one-third of the produced food, that's quite a lot. It means that roughly 1.3 billion tons of food produced for human consumption end up in the bin. And also 1.4 billion hectares of land, that's 28% of the world's agricultural area, is used per year to produce food only for the trash.
It's sad because a lot of people don't have food or starving, and it's really sad that on the other side a lot of people is giving food away for no reason.
I was trying to be fair in my answers because it's difficult for us to understand this. We live in beautiful countries and we have, I don't know, still great standards and everything is okay. So we don't really feel the things that happen. So for me to say it's horrible, it is horrible, but I don't feel it, and maybe that's the problem. So the information or the information doesn't get to us here. We are just like normal, nothing happens, you know.
You're listening to the Erasmus on Air show. My name is Fenya and our topic today is food waste. As you have heard now, the problem of food waste is really serious, and quite some people in Germany try to fight this problem by going dumpster diving. So they go to the bins of the supermarkets after they have closed and then collect the food that is still good from the dumpsters. And I can tell you, it's really a lot. But unfortunately, dumpster diving is not legal in Germany. Foodsharing therefore is making it legal to collect the food from shops and supermarkets that they would throw into the bin. So after you have signed up for foodsharing, for being a so-called food saver, you can go to a certain store that cooperates with foodsharing at a set date and time, for example like every day at 8 p.m. just before the shop closes. And then you show your foodsharing ID so that they know that you really are from foodsharing and not just a random person asking for food. And then you collect the food the supermarkets would have to throw away otherwise. In a few minutes, we will hear how the legal side of food sharing actually looks like.
Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just bare necessities of life. So just relax, yeah, in my backyard. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want can be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you.
This was Louis Armstrong singing Bare Necessities for you. You're still listening to the Erasmus on Air show and our topic today, food waste. Raphael Fellmer, one founder of food sharing in Germany, explained to us how the legal side of food sharing looks like.
Yeah, we have an agreement, like a waiver, which every food saver, we have now 14,000 people who are saving food from 2,500 different stores and food businesses. And everybody of them agreed to this terms of condition where people actually are not allowed to sue the supermarket or something, but where they have their own responsibility. So when they feel sick or something, then it's their own problem. And if they share the food as well with another, a third person, then it's also their responsibility. So that gives us the opportunity to approach stores which are also a little bit afraid about legal issues if something would happen.
You might ask yourself now if it is difficult to get stores to cooperate with food sharing. And this is exactly what we asked Raphael Fellmer from Food Sharing as well. And here's his answer.
Yeah, actually, it is very easy once you started to convince people or stores, and stores are run by people, that food waste is actually a very sad topic. We throw away more than 1.3 billion tons of food every year worldwide, and we have at the same time an eighth of the world population, more than 800 million people starving. And so everybody kind of feels very uncomfortable throwing away food. And when we come and we offer a solution and we can say, okay, we can help you to reduce your food waste, which will not cost you anything, but it will, you can even save money. You will benefit because your employees feel better by not throwing away. You can have also a better image for your clients. So you can really also say, in, for example, an organic store, okay, we try to preserve the environment and we also do everything what we can to save resources, and therefore we don't waste anything because we cooperate with food sharing. So at the end, in the beginning, it was a little bit different because there we were without a name, but now food sharing has a lot of trust and a wonderful reputation, especially now already in the German speaking countries. So today we have agreements with multi-billion euro companies, corporations, and as well with so many small stores, and to find stores we are collaborating is the easiest thing. It's more difficult to find also reliable food savers who come at every day at a certain time as well. This is needs a little bit more organizing and management, and therefore we try with food chain to get as most responsible food savers as possible to allow us as well to talk to new stores and to save even more.
So the movement food sharing has been quite a success in the German-speaking countries. Raphael Fellmer, who's one of the founders, told us what he thinks are the reasons for that success. And he also told us about the new project they are setting up called Unity.
I believe one of our strongest assets from the beginning was that everything was kind of self-organized. Everything was almost moneyless. I started with the cooperation with the first store when I was living as well in the money strike, and I had a lot of media coverage about this money strike, but as well for sure about my actions. And food sharing was and is still one of my main fields where I invest my time and my energy. And so there was just a lot of help as well from the media to bring it to the people, and then the people feel attracted to it because they are very free. Even if you have rules like to be punctual, to be reliable, be friendly with everyone, you are still allowed to really do your own thing, to go your own pace. And it's something what combines a logical thing, which is get something to eat, at the same time reducing waste. So it's something what really matches a lot of people who want to behave more holistically, environmentally friendly. And so we had a unique system like to really empower people everywhere to use these tools and the knowledge which we gathered and which we share. And therefore we're now looking as well forward to expand the idea of food sharing and to not have it limited to the German-speaking country, but we started with the book days, which is working days or weeks, where we are now developing the new software, which is called Unity, which will expand the scope as well to all other resources. So we have actually the success which we had in the German-speaking countries, we want to now make it available for everyone in the entire world.
So at the moment, a lot of enthusiastic people are trying to bring Unity to life. That is the new sharing initiative which aims to make food sharing international and also to expand the sharing from food to every other thing you can imagine. So what is happening at the so-called WUP Days right now? Raphael Fellmer told us.
Currently we are meeting in Rotterdam. So we are about 30 people from many different countries, different cultural backgrounds, and we are a very diverse team, and they are all contributing in one way or another to make the new platform running. So besides developers and designers, we have also people who are taking care of translation, the structure, the organization. We were planning a big Unity festival next year. We will have a Unity tour to also spread the word and to have workshops so that people not only get a software which they can use, but also, the whole package, how you actually start a community, how you do it, how can you be the change you want to see in the world. So it's something which expanded quickly, and we just started 6 months ago, and it's already kind of a big movement now, and it's growing every day.
So apparently the German initiative to prevent food waste called Food Sharing is doing a great job. But if you take a closer look, saving wasted food may only be something that fights the symptoms but doesn't cure the real causes of the problem, like the overproduction in the capitalistic system. Raphael Fellmer, the co-founder of Food Sharing, told us if he thinks that food sharing also can change people's mindsets.
Definitely. Actually, besides saving food and sharing food, So this is what food sharing was always about. We emphasized as well that it's about also to create consciousness and awareness about the topic of food waste and everything what is related as well to food issues. So we saved about 4 million of kilos of food, which is wonderful, enough for everyone in Berlin, Madrid and Paris to eat one meal. But at the same time, we really shifted the perception of how to look at food, which is not perfect anymore in stores, but also within a society. And food sharing is not the only organization who is really taking care of creating solutions. And so I believe also the supermarkets as well as the politicians, they really have been thinking about it more and implementing little steps to get closer to reduce really on a big level the food waste. And that was also our initial goal, to extend as well the wisdom, the knowledge about the food waste, and not only do practical saving, but also inspire people to just behave a little bit more sustainable by looking into the fridge, what is really needed, if you have still something, and to be more conscious about this topic.
So we have learned a lot about Food Sharing today, the initiative that aims to reduce food waste and create change in society. Now we are going to listen to one more song from the Cat Empire. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record. We'll sing.
Oh, our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record. Oh, session while we're smoking, now we're feeling extra hot, and we sneak into a car park with the skaties on our back, when we're flying down the level, selling on the attack, now on the attack, and battles, they happen in these nights, all see, we'd rather fight with music, choosing one, the rhythm war, battle at these shakedowns, and we battle at these gigs, we do battle in our bedrooms, made some sweet love to the feet, and our allies grew wherever we would grow, see, whenever we together, any stranger feel at home. Loving, finding, run amok. This be a declaration written about my friends. It's engraved into this song so they know I'm not forgetting them. See, maybe if the world contained more people like these, then the news would not be telling me about all our warfare endlessly. And our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record.
Welcome back to the last part of our show. We talked a lot about food sharing, but at the moment food sharing is mainly successful in the German-speaking countries. Although it is being international, it's becoming international through the new initiative Unity, hopefully very soon. Would food sharing also be possible in Slovenia? Rafael Felmer, one founder of the movement, is very optimistic about that.
Sure. Like food sharing is working very well already in the German-speaking countries, besides having 120,000 users which are sharing food from individuals to individuals. We have like 400 ambassadors all over. We're having also meetings and we're creating new collaborations with stores. And this is a system, like a set, which everybody can do in whatever country in the world. So for sure also in Slovenia, and people can already start today, and people are actually already starting. It's just that a lot of people who are saving food now from markets or little bakery here and there, that they don't have appropriate software which enables also the grassroots movements or this initiatives to scale their efforts. So this is what food sharing or Unity will make possible.
So food sharing in Slovenia, what do you think about that?
No, I, because of my professional, what I work, I cannot participate in those kind of things, but it's it should be more about that. Especially in Slovenia, it's far too much, far too less of that.
I mean, this sounds good. I definitely support it, but I don't know how I could help.
I mean, yeah, I would definitely support it. Of course, it should be done. I also think that the bakeries and every, I know a lot of bakeries just when it's the end of the day, they just have to throw the food away. And I think that food should be free and just for people. I've seen some bakeries and even some shops that offer free food after the closing time. So.
Well, it sounds like food sharing is something that could really happen in Slovenia as well. This was already the Erasmus on Air show for today. My name is Fenja and we're the International Gathering Ljubljana. We meet every Friday at 7 p.m. at Gioku Squad, which is part of the Factory Rock. So if you're interested in participating, sharing news and experiences with others, just come to one of our meetings or write us on our International Gathering Facebook page. Have a lovely day, everyone, and goodbye.
Dobrodošli. Pogovori.
Several students have enrolled in a Slovene language course. It's the first day, and the teacher, Tanja Kos, enters the classroom and introduces herself.
You are the same after Erasmus.